Beer, an alcoholic drink made from yeast, fermented malt flavored with hops. Abel, having the power, skill, means, or opportunity to do something. Dad, a person who is corny or embarrassing in the way that a father figure might be.
Daddy's home!
I love you, Daddy!
When you bring all three of those words together, you get the Beerable Dad Podcast. Welcome. What is up, and welcome to another episode of the Beerable Dad Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about kids getting a job. And I think it's really important for kids to do, honestly. Nowadays, you get lots of kids that are given everything, and I don't think it's right. I think you should have to earn something and not be handed it. That's kind of the way the world's going nowadays, I think, at least is from what I can see. Like, a lot of kids are just getting things. They don't work for them. It's just like, here you go. This is yours. You didn't have to do anything for it. Where, as like, my generation, at least, has always, like that was the first thing I wanted to do, was get a job so I can get out, just experience life, and, hang out with my friends, and, you know what I mean? And, like, have that extra cash to just go and do whatever you wanted to do with whoever you wanted to do it with. And, so recently my son is, I think I've said it before, he started like a little dog poop pickup business, which was great. I think it was 100% like a great thing he did. He saved up money last year doing it. He ended up buying himself like a basketball net, new shoes, new clothes, like all those things that like you want, but are just like a little too expensive for you as a kid. And, I think he was really excited about that. So he's been asking, hey, when can I get a real job? And me and my wife have been talking about it. And we're like, well, we don't know what should he do? Like, what would be a good thing? And a client of my wife's had said something about that he was looking for somebody to help them in their place of business. And we thought to ourselves, hey, what about our son? Like, he's young, like, he can just, like, do small stuff, like taking out the garbages and stuff. And then we're like, hey, bring him by. We'll see how he does. And we told him about it the day before we went in to have his little interview. And he was so excited. And I think that is a really cool thing, that he was excited and he was, like, happy to, like, start becoming a member of society. Which also sucks, because then you gotta pay bills and blah, 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 which is bullshit. But yeah, so I'm super excited for that. And like, it feels really weird at another time, because like, he's not small anymore. He's growing up. And then after that, my daughter was like, well, I can take care of poop pickup business. I'll go over and I'll pick up the dog poop. So it's so nice to see that both my kids are, like, motivated to work and do something and be productive and not just, like, sponge, if that makes sense. Like, I don't... And I get, like, today's economy and stuff, how some people, like... But still, like, I would rather dig a ditch, pick up dog shit, like, you name it, than be like a sponge off of EI or disability. And I'm not saying that some people don't actually have disabilities and don't actually have to be on EI. But right now the job market is so huge that if you say that you can't find a better job than what you have, you're not looking hard enough. 100% you're not looking hard enough. There's jobs galore, at least where we are in BC. It's kind of mind-boggling how much work there is right now. Every place you go to has a help wanted sign on it. And you could get a job from almost anything. You could get a job in almost any field you want it to be in. You just got to apply yourself and hope for the best, which I don't think is super hard to do. But I know of other people who... Yeah, they just don't know how to, like, get up and go do something. They just sit. Or they work in the same job and not change anything. Or, and I don't mean that As in, like, oh, they have a really good job. They need to change it. No, they have a bullshit job. Pardon me. That isn't paying enough. And they could better themselves. But they choose not to, I guess. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you... For my son to go and get a job, I'm just, yeah, I'm super excited for it. I think he's going to do great. I think the people that he's going to be working for are great people. But as a parent, you're still worried. You're still like, oh man, like, I hope everything goes well. I hope he does well. And I hope that he, like, it is a good reflection on myself or my wife. So, yeah, that's really what I want to cover today. So anyways, yeah, that was my whole topic for today. I just wanted to, it's another short one. Summertime is a really busy time for us. So yeah, I haven't had enough time to, like, get things planned and processed and all that fun stuff. So anyways, we're going to move on to dad joke of the day. There you go. Here's a good dad joke to tell your kids. What did one ocean say to the other? Nothing. They just waved. I think that's pretty good. And then now we're going to go on to our beer review. I'm just doing simple beers for a little bit. I got a few things lined up that they're coming in doing things. But yeah, we're just going to review, I guess it's kind of a little variation. It's Bud Light Peach. And my wife picked it up. She wanted to try it. She likes that stuff. So yeah, we're going to crack it and see what it tastes like. It smells peachy. I don't know. Doesn't really hit my taste buds, but well, yeah. Ugh. Oh. Well, there's that. Ugh. That is not very good. I am a huge Bud Light person, and that is just not for me at all in any aspect of that. Yeah, I don't know. That is not good. Maybe it's just not for me. Yeah, it just doesn't taste very good. And I'm a huge big, like, Bud Light person. Like, I love Bud Light. I love Bud Light Apple, Bud Light Lime's pretty good. The Bud Light Rattlers are actually really delicious. So yeah, that's interesting. I don't really enjoy that though. The can presentation's pretty decent. It just looks like a Bud Light can, and it's a pinkish color. Yeah, that taste is something else. It just doesn't do it for me. It's just one of those. I don't even know how to explain it. It doesn't taste good to me. I could see, like, maybe a wife liking it or something like that, perhaps. But as for, like, me, I don't think I would ever buy this again. My wife bought it, so I don't have to worry about much there. So yeah, no, I would not recommend this. I'd probably give it like a, I don't know, maybe a 4 out of 10. I guess I could choke one down if I need to. This one's not going to be completely drank, I'll tell you that. The rest of it will be. Heading to the sink, I think. Get it? Sink, I think. Doing a little rhyme scheming now. So yeah, no. Bud Light Peach. Your wife might like it. I guess that is the takeaway from this. It sounds terrible, but it's kind of true. Yeah, it's different. Definitely different. So yeah, if you like it, if you're into that kind of thing, maybe go check it out. But yeah, I I'm not digging this. Sorry, Bud Light. Can looks like a Bud Light can. Like I said, with pink. I wouldn't suggest this one. 4 out of 10. So, it's just another short one. So, for the Beerable Dad, stay beerable.